The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
I think it's a fascinating question. It's a great question. And I saw it earlier today on Pastor Greg Laurie's Facebook page. I assume he probably put it on Instagram and probably Twitter as well. Pastor Greg Laurie, Harvest Christian Fellowship, Harvest Crusades out of Southern California. And he's doing a series right now. Welcome back, by the way. It's Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show on Theology Thursday. We're going to turn our eyes upward, heavenward, if you will. And so he had a cool little graphic and simply asked the question. He's going through a series in the book of Revelation right now. What are you looking forward to most in heaven? What are you looking forward to most in heaven? Not looking for the Sunday school answer or the answer that you think is the gold star Christian answer, but what's your answer? What are you looking forward to most in heaven? And he said that he'd been reading answers and was touched, and some were difficult, probably because of tragedy. And so I decided I would throw up the same question on my personal Facebook page, as well as the radio show Facebook page. And on the radio show Facebook page, I'm up to about 900 answers as of right now. And I put it up. It wasn't that long ago, 2 hours ago, I asked that question. And 900, almost 900 answers in here. And it's and they're just coming in one right after another, right after another. And it's just fascinating. And there's definitely some trends. There's definitely some consistency there. Mostly positive, but I also noticed some consistency that perhaps is concerning. It certainly is concerning to me, and maybe it'll be concerning to you. But speaking of you, I would love to hear from you. What are you looking forward to most in heaven? Now, just open that question up, and it can be very personal. It could be general. It could be talking about things perhaps from the Bible. It could be talking about people. Or perhaps you've struggled with things your whole life. There's certain things I've struggled with my whole life. And to be free of that is a pretty amazing thought, right? So I think it's a question that in the midst of everything going on, you'll notice this if you've been with me for a while or listened to the show or been on Facebook Live for a while. Every once in a while, I'll just unplug from the news of the day and all the other stuff going on in books and ministries and this, that, and the other thing, and just turn to a conversation where we just look for some pearls, and we discuss this. Sometimes it's just prayer requests. Sometimes it's name something that the Lord has done in your life in the last few weeks that you're really grateful for. And just to turn our eyes heavenward and to be full of praise, that we are to be people of praise continually. We should have that kind of interesting aloofness when it comes to life on this earth, in this broken world. Because they're like, you know, what's going on with you? I mean, I know there's a lot happening and a lot of dark things and challenging things and concerning things and maddening things, but you always seem to have this gear, this extra little something that allows you to smile even in the midst of all the darkness and the things that we are challenged with. And perhaps that's what it is. It's the joy of the Lord, right? So that's my question for you. And I would love for you to call in, and then for my friends there on Facebook Live, start to type in your answer to the question, what are you looking forward to most in heaven? And you don't have to give me a hierarchy. You don't have to go number one, number two, number three. You could just give me a few things and share that with the rest of us, because I would like us all to turn our minds, our imagination, our thoughts, and our hearts towards heaven. Let's get a little heavenward today, as opposed to looking earthward. We spend so much time doing that and engaging in these things that are going on around us, and the challenge there and the frustration and the pain and the disappointment that we deal with. And some of you deal with a whole lot of it and are in the midst of it even today. But as we look forward to the future that's guaranteed through the blood of Jesus Christ, if you're born again, what are you looking forward to most in heaven? 866-348-7884. This should not be a difficult kind of show to fill the phone lines. This is a question that we should all want to answer. This is a question that we should all be excited to answer, that we should be ready to answer, that we should be excited to pick up the phone or put something on Facebook Live and share. Let's talk about this. What are you looking forward to most in heaven? 866-348-7884 is our number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And like I said, I put that question up on the radio Facebook page 2 hours ago and about to hit 900 answers. I mean, they just continue to flow in. As soon as I read one, another one starts showing up. And there are some trends there and some beautiful things and some challenging things, as you definitely can tap into some of the tragedy that people have experienced. But what about you? 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. What are you looking forward to most in heaven? And we've got the time, and you can give more than one answer if you'd like. I'd like to think you have more than one answer. But think about that. And this is one of those things, as Christians, we should be like Horseshack, right? Do you know who Horseshack is? Are you old enough? Go back. Welcome back, Cotter. Ooh, 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 ooh. And your hands waving in the background, right? And you want to answer the question. Don't you want to answer that question? Don't you get excited to think about some things that you're looking forward to in heaven? In this case, what are you looking forward to most? 866-348-7884. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. What are you looking forward to most when you, through the blood of Jesus Christ, if you're a born-again Christian, looking forward to most in heaven? Let's go to Debbie's calling in from Rock Hill, South Carolina. Debbie, thanks for calling. You're up first today. Thanks so much. Go right ahead.
You're welcome. I'm looking forward to, after, you know, we've been in heaven, the new earth and everything like that, a roundtable discussion with the founding fathers, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Betsy Ross, and founding mothers, to see what it was like to go up against the greatest power known to man at that time, Great Britain, and then, you know, start a new country.
Have you always been a kind of a history buff or a U.S. history buff, Debbie?
Absolutely. Yes.
That would certainly be an awesome opportunity. Debbie, thanks so much for calling in and sharing that and getting us started
today.
Thank you. I appreciate
it.
You're welcome. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884. And right there in Debbie's answer, something that I saw hundreds and hundreds of times today on Facebook that I'll definitely address before we finish the show. What are you looking forward to most in heaven? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back. Well, that's an interesting little song there. When a man comes to town,
when a man comes around.
He's talking about Jesus. He's talking about judgment. Which would lead us to today's question
who to free
on Theology Thursday, which I saw on Pastor Greg Laurie's social media earlier today, and it got me thinking. And then I asked the same question on Facebook, and we just passed like 900 answers on the Steve Noble Show page on Facebook. So really fascinating topic, really interesting, fun, enjoyable thing to consider. But we also have to make sure our answers are biblical. Do we not? They can be fanciful. They can be emotional. They can be meaningful. But the ultimate question is, are they biblical? Are we thinking in lines with what the scripture teaches us? What are you looking forward to most in heaven is the question that I'd love to hear from you today. What are you looking forward to most in heaven? 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884. And I shouldn't have to beat you over the head to get you to be a part of this conversation. This is something that we should all be thinking occasionally. Wow, I mean, what? It'll be so good to see this, to do that, to enjoy this, to be rid of that. What is it? And you can give me, hopefully, more than one answer. What are you looking forward to most in heaven? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Stephen calling in from North Carolina. Stephen, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Go right ahead.
Hey, brother. Might sound cliche, but I know me. I want to see them when it's saved by grace, brother. Because it's been so good to me. And if you knew the life I lived, you would know what I mean. I deserve to be in hell. But thank God he chose to take my place, literally. Because my blood won't good enough to cleanse me. Only the precious Lamb of God's blood would suffice.
What do you, Stephen, have you ever thought about, like, what's your reaction going to be? It's one thing to learn about him. It's to walk with him through the power of the Holy Spirit. But to actually see Jesus face to face, how do you think?
We are going to do just like Isaiah did and all the rest.
Mm, yeah.
And they beheld his face. They fell down at his feet, and they bowed, and they worshiped.
Just speechless.
We don't have words to say. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah, that's such a great thought. I really like that.
It's going to be so glorious.
Oh, man.
Like Isaiah in chapter number 6, it's going to be so glorious that we're just going to be breathless.
Yep, and that's so awesome.
After that, we recover. Well, glory.
Amen. God bless you, Stephen. Thanks for calling in today, brother. I appreciate
you too,
that.
Brother. Thank
All right, take care of yourself. You're welcome. 866-348-7884. Come on, get into this. This shouldn't be that difficult. What are you looking forward to the most when you get to heaven? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. I do want to take some time to read through some of these ones on Facebook. That came in today, over 900 answers that have come in the last 2 hours. And so there's a trend there and some things I want to talk about, but I want to hear from you first. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to William calling in just west of here in Durham, North Carolina. William, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks. The thing I'm ready to see the most is really my Lord and Savior, for one. Mm. I was... thinking about what you were talking about with the song from Mercy Me.
Oh, yeah.
I can only imagine.
Yeah.
I get emotional listening to that song. Mm. And family that has gone on before me. And then it's just the absence of sin.
Yes.
There will be no more war.
Yes.
No more struggle.
Come on.
I mean, I have to put on my armor every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll just be amazing.
Yeah, just amazing. No armor required in heaven, my brother. You know that, which is awesome.
That's none so whatsoever. Cool.
None whatsoever. William, thanks so much for calling in today and sharing, man. I appreciate it. God bless you.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. We'll talk later. 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Now, let's just a moment of honesty here. If we were talking about COVID or taking the vax or a vaccine passport or Governor Cooper here in North Carolina or Trump or something like that, then it's not that difficult. This is so true. This is like happens in Sunday school class where you'll be like, hey, who's prayer requests, right? And everybody's hand goes up, right? Everybody's got a prayer request. We're all dealing with stuff and there's disappointment and there's pain and there's heartache. And they go, okay, who would like to share praise? Something that the Lord has done just recently in your life that you're just excited about. Who wants to share a praise? And it's amazing to me oftentimes how, it'll be kind of quiet. We're quick to share the things that we're struggling with and that we need the Lord's help with. And that's important. That's important. Oh, yeah. See, and this figures because they had to reboot the Comrex in Winston-Salem. So that right now the phones aren't working. Isn't that fun? Because we're glorifying God and the enemy doesn't like that. So how about this? Let me just read some of these. This is so cool. Kratos, I'd like to know what we will do there. That's a whole nother topic. Holy cow. That would just be amazing. But went to the funeral of a dear friend's mother who's now free of dementia and in the presence of her Savior and King. How about that? Dementia, all that kind of stuff. Gone. Gone, seeing, hearing, enjoying the glory of our triune God, Steve wrote, and ruling and reigning with Christ as in heaven, so on earth. You can go on and on and on. This is from the radio show page. I'll just read you some of the things that have come in recently. Seeing Jesus in my mom, dad, and my first and second husbands, my great-grandmother, and hopefully other relatives. I appreciate the way she worded that. I know the Lord loves animals, so I'm hoping my fur babies are there. So a lot of people said that have been replying. Seeing Jesus, seeing my mom, you start to see things over and over again. Seeing Jesus, seeing my family, Jesus, seeing mom and dad, feeling the love and acceptance that only heaven provides, having God's plan revealed, meeting with Jesus. I like that terminology. I want to see Jesus in my loved ones, Catherine wrote, meeting my Savior face to face and meeting my baby for the first time. See, now when you see something like that, is that a stillborn child? seeing my baby for the first time, maybe an abortion, maybe just a miscarriage, meeting Jesus, telling him thank you to his face, leaving this stress-filled, corrupt system behind. Amen. Seeing Jesus and my loved ones, being in the presence of God, seeing Jesus and all my family, seeing Jesus, Jesus, meeting Jesus face-to-face, seeing my mom and dad, Jesus, with a bunch of exclamation points, seeing Yeshua face-to-face. William wrote, my wife and I want to tell her how much I love her and how much I've missed her, and she'll always be the love of my life. So you can get very personal when you start thinking about what do you look forward to most in heaven? Hearing God say, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's a good one. Seeing my mom and dad, seeing Jesus and worshiping him, hearing testimonies of Jesus' work on earth, which will take how long? Doesn't matter. Is that cool? Doesn't matter. Seeing Jesus, seeing loved ones, Jesus, my family, relations, and pets. I see a lot of that out of these 900 plus answers. A lot of people say pets. I could deal with that. Maybe I won't, at least today. Seeing Jesus, the angels, my godson who lost his life so young, my brother and my parents. I've said also, I would also like to meet all the rest of my family. Seeing the one who took my place on Calvary, that's a good one. Jesus and no more tears from broken hearts, amen. Being reunited with my husband, Anne wrote. Jesus and my loved ones, seeing Jesus and all my relatives and friends, being at peace, seeing family and the baby I lost, Claire wrote. Being with God and singing. That's cool. Seeing Jesus face to face, seeing and hugging my grandma, my daddy, my grandson. Worshiping at the feet of Jesus and coming face to face with our Lord and Savior. Seeing my family and friends that have passed. Seeing my family and friends and dogs. There it is again. A lot of neat answers here. But what's your answer? I think the phones are back up again. 866-34-TRUTH. 866-34-TRUTH. Day is coming for all of us. The day it's appointed for men to die and then face judgment, right? The day is coming. The statistics are rather impressive. 10 out of every 10 people will find the end of life. And then the question is, in the blink of an eye, where do you wake up? And if you know Jesus as Lord and Savior, in the blink of an eye, as Paul wrote, you'll be in his presence and you're in heaven. Where heaven is right now, is it another dimension? It's like the third heavens. Paul was talking about, I was taken up into the third heavens. First heavens being just the skies above you. Second heaven being like the stars, space around us. The third heaven beyond that. Okay? But eventually heaven comes here. Heaven materializes, comes to earth. The new Jerusalem, the new earth. And what are you looking forward to the most in heaven? What tops your list? It can be more than one thing. Several people have shared multiple things, and I'm reading through over 900 comments on my Facebook page. I just asked the question 2 hours ago, and people are excited to answer it and excited to think about it. I hope you're excited to think about it. And I also hope you'll call in and share with us what your answer is. What are you looking forward to most in heaven? Top couple of things, two, three things, whatever's on your heart. Could be getting beyond heartbreak and people that you've lost. Whatever it is, I'd love to hear from you today on the show. On Theology Thursday, as we just ask the question of each other, what are we looking forward to most in heaven? 866-348-7884. We lost the phones there for a couple minutes, but they're back up, so please give me a call. I really would love to hear your answer on this one. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Debbie, who's down in Charlotte, North Carolina. Debbie, thanks for calling in. Go right ahead.
Hi, I'm most looking forward to seeing Jesus and just falling at his feet and giving continual thanks and praise.
It's really an amazing thing to think about. I mean, I've been trying to walk with the Lord since about 1994, Debbie. How long have you, would you say that you've been a Christian?
Probably around 45 years.
Wow, 45 years. So we've studied a lot. We've prayed a lot. We go to church a lot. We've done a lot of Christian things. But the thought of actually being in the same physical space with Jesus is pretty overwhelming, isn't it?
It certainly is. I cannot even imagine. And like I said, I'm just want to worship him and throw any crowns that I may have at his feet and just, like I said, give continual thanks. And the other things, you know, a couple of other things, it's being rid of sin and the temptation to sin.
Yep.
And then also being rid of any physical limitations or pain or whatever we experience in this life.
Amen. Yeah, such a great list. Debbie, God bless you. Thanks so much for calling in and sharing that today. I appreciate it.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Have a great evening. 866-348-7884. See, that wasn't difficult. And this is when I get frustrated, okay? Because we're on, like, I don't know, 27, 28 stations. So there's plenty of people listening, and you're all hearing this question. And if you know Jesus, if you're a Christian, if you're saved, and you know you're going to heaven, 1 John, what's this, chapter 5? These things are written so that you may know. It's not presumptuous to say, I'm going to heaven. All you're doing is taking God at his word. You know the scripture. You can get into it. You understand the gospel. You've made that decision. You know you can't earn your way in. It's all grace, all faith, all through Jesus. And so you know that if today's the last day, I'm going to be with Jesus. But what are you looking forward to most when you get there? What's at the top of your list? What types of things are there for you when we slip the surly bonds of this broken, messed up world and transfer in the blink of an eye into the presence of Christ, and we're in heaven? What are you looking forward to the most? 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Come on, it shouldn't be difficult to play along. I'm going to jump back to some of these on Facebook Live because they're zoomed right past 900 answers in the last 2 hours. Meeting Christ Jesus, talking with David, Moses, and the saints who walked with God. Seeing our daughter and the other family members, I have much to look forward to. That's a great way of thinking of it. I have much to look forward to. And there's plenty of people, 937 answers now, where there's heartbreak, there's loss. Seeing Jesus and lots of doing nothing. And Sharon wrote that. I actually don't think we're going to be doing lots of nothing, but we will rest. I was talking about this last night with the Bible study with my son and some of his friends are all in their early 20s. And that question came up, and I'm like, hey, can you take a nap in heaven? I mean, naps are pleasurable. Naps are nice. God rested after 6 days. The seventh day, he rested. They're okay. So can I take a nap? We're not going to be lazy. That's awesome. A heavenly home with God and family, seeing my Savior Jesus, then seeing my daughter. Love this question. Always seeing my Savior face to face, humbly bringing my crowns at his feet. I love that. You get rewards and then you turn around and go, I'm going to give all my stuff back to you. Worshiping him for all eternity, sitting at a banquet table. I love that. With all of our brothers and sisters sharing about how Jesus sustained us in trials, etc., and saving us through grace alone. I long for that every day. So soon. See you all there. Gail wrote that on Facebook. I love that. See you all there. That's pretty cool. So if we're friends, you and I are Facebook friends or actual, you know, physical, real, met each other, know each other, shake a hand, give a hug friend, that's forever. If you're in Christ, that's forever, forever friends, which is pretty cool. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Would love to hear your answer. What are you looking forward to most when you get to heaven? Let's go to Emily calling in from South Carolina. Emily, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Yes, I look so forward to seeing Jesus, to seeing his sweet face. But also, I can't wait to see how that everything will be when everything is reconciled back to the way it was before the fall.
That's an incredible thought. Like, what's the earth going to look like when it's back to perfection?
Yes, and when, you know, there's no thorns and just the peace and the total reconciliation of the way that it was when in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Such a cool thought, and I think it's healthy for us with a sanctified imagination to kind of picture that and imagine that.
I do. I live in the country, and like when I help my husband, break hay so he can bale hay.
Yeah.
A lot of times there'll be buzzards flying around. And I think, what will buzzards be like? And, you know, what will it be like on Earth with no buzzards?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Because yeah, well, there'll be no deaths, so there'll be no carcasses for them to fly around.
That's you know? Right.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty awesome. I love that.
But anyway, that's just a thought I have. Among Amen. Many, all the others that have been said.
Yeah, you can really go on and on. Yep, and that's the point. We should be doing that and looking forward to that day. Emily, thanks so much for calling in today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for taking my call. I enjoyed
You're welcome.
The show. Thanks.
Take care of yourself. Thank you. And so that's pretty cool, huh? I mean, think about that. I mean, I look around and go, well, what about all these buildings and stuff? Are they all just wipe it all off and then we start over again? Maybe. Maybe. Because creativity and work is part of the design that glorifies God. And imagine when we unshackle ourselves from sin. That's mind-boggling. It's hard to, I can't even imagine that. Perfect motivation. And, you know, and one of the guys last night said, so do we still have free will? Yeah, but temptation is gone. Temptation is what leads you to sin originally. And so does this get to unlock human potential? And everything we're doing out of motivation and to the glory of God, and all that you do, whether you eat or drink, to all to the glory of God. And so we build and we create all to the glory of God. Perfect teamwork, perfect motivation. It's mind-boggling to think about that. Being in the presence of the Lord and being totally free to worship him without getting tired, and seeing my children who were born with a genetic brain disorder and are both in wheelchairs talk and walk and sing whatever heaven allows for them to do. They'll be able to do all of it. No more surgeries, medicines. Praise the Lord. Pain or physical limitations for them. Anybody with any kind of weakness or frailty, anything. Can't see, can't speak, can't hear, can't walk. All kinds of things that debilitating things. You're fighting ALS. I know several people now that are fighting ALS. And it's all gone. Imagine that. It's like the Jesus with the guy by the pool of Bethesda. And he had been lame his whole life. Hey, do you want to be healed? What a stupid question, the guy thought. I'm sitting here down by the pool of Bethesda. I can't get in there when the water gets wrestled because everybody else gets in there before me. Actually, on The Chosen, they just did this episode the other day. It was beautiful. And of course, I want to be healed. And the guy just didn't even know. What does it feel like to stand up? What does it feel like to walk, to feel the earth under my feet, to feel my feet? There are people that in heaven will be the first time. And they'll open their eyes. Can you imagine that? The very first thing you've ever seen is the face of the Lord. Can you imagine? I can't, but some of you maybe can, or you know somebody that can. That's incredible. But only through Jesus, right? 866-348-7884 is the number. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. And you should want to answer this question. If you're a Christian, if you're in Christ, you should be like, let's go back, welcome back, Cotter, Horshack, put your hand up. Ooh, 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 call on me. All right, I'd be happy to, but you got to pick up the phone. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Got a lot of great things coming in on Facebook as well, which I'll share, and then some closing thoughts. Celia, seeing my husband healed. He has MS, and indeed, he will be through Christ. We'll be right back. Back at Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, Theology Thursday, turning it over to you this time and just asking a thought-provoking, it should be exciting question. Haven't been at nearly as many phone calls as I would expect, which I'm not taking personally. I mean, that's between you and the Lord. If you're not excited about going to heaven, that's between you and the Lord. What are you looking forward to most in heaven? It's a question that Pastor Greg Laurie put up on his social media earlier today. And I thought about that. I think about heaven on a pretty regular basis, and I imagine what we're going to be capable of. What are we going to be able to do? For example, right now, according to mankind's best guesstimates, there's 70 sextillion stars in the world, not the world, in the universe. Okay, 70 sextillion. That's a 70 with, I believe, 20 zeros after it. 70 sextillion stars in the known universe, and with a lot of those stars are planets. Well, who gets to actually enjoy that? We can't. Even the Hubble telescope has a hard time figuring that out. But right now, God, maybe the angels. But what about us? Wouldn't that be fun if we had a way to explore all that God has made? That would be pretty awesome. Or maybe it's just challenges that you've faced or infirmities that you're going to be healed of, or friends or family, whatever the case may be. What are you looking forward to most in heaven? 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. A few more answers on Facebook, then I'll jump back to the phones. Being in the presence of the Lord, that's a consistent one. Seeing all my family and never being sick again and being able to talk to Jesus face-to-face. Being with Jesus and my loved ones, seeing Jesus and my son Todd, mom and dad and all the families that brought such joy to my life, and all my animals. To be with God and my family, Rebecca said. Seeing Jesus and my mama and daddy, seeing my parents and husband, letting out a big holler when I see Jesus. That's a good one from Charles. Jesus, being hugged by the Lord Jesus, seeing Jesus, meeting Jesus, Jesus first, then my husband, then family that preceded me. What a day that will be. Being with Jesus. And Gerald, I'm just praying that I make it. These things were written, Gerald, so that you may know that you have eternal life. So as I've been looking through literally hundreds of these, or getting close to hit 1,000 answers in 2 hours, I am seeing some trends that I'll mention before we finish up today. Okay. 866-348-7884. What are you looking forward to most in heaven? Let's jump over to, I think I'm going to go to Ann right here in North Carolina. Ann, thanks for calling in. You're on with Steve. Go ahead.
Hi, Steve. I was at the post office for a while, but what I have heard in between times, you know, it's just so precious. I've always loved that line when people, you know, wonder about heaven or, you know, have questions, big, you know, theological questions. I always say, bottom line, thief on the cross, you know, today you will be with me in paradise. Mm,
so
and
awesome.
It just is, as somebody I think has already said, but the garden, I mean, the Garden of Eden, this is what it's going to be, and then some. I mean, just the incredible exploring heaven. It's going to take forever, you know, I mean, it's just, and to see people that you've loved on earth and all of us perfect without any of those nasty little flaws is going to be so marvelous. I you know, especially the worse the earth gets, the more, the brighter heaven looks, you know.
What a great point. It's such a great point. And that, and as always, I appreciate you calling, and I appreciate the excitement in your voice. I mean, that's the way we should all be when this subject comes up. Because
absolutely.
If you know Christ, I mean, this is guaranteed. You get this. This is the deal.
Yes.
And that's a pretty awesome thing, especially relative to, like you said, how the earth is getting darker all the time. And God bless you. Always good to hear from you.
God
thanks for calling.
God bless you, Steve. Bye-bye.
You too, sis. Thanks. Bye-bye. Let's go to Gene, who's calling in from Charlotte. Gene, you're on with Steve. Thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hi, Steve. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I was just sharing that sometimes you don't dwell on the question as deeply. Now that it's asked, you're actually thinking about it, really.
Sure.
And I was saying that I remember when I was born, my mom said the doctor gave me 3 days to live. And so for 3 days, she sat holding me in her arms, waiting for me to die. And 20 years ago, I gave my life to the Lord. And I'm saying, God, he spoke something different over my life.
Yeah.
He spoke life over me that I would live and not die. So when I get to heaven, that's what I'll be looking at him and just thinking and just being so thankful that he spoke life instead of death. And today I am living for him.
Amen.
I am also excited to know there will be no more pain.
Amen.
And just peace. Oh, just the peace that he talks about that surpasses all understanding. I am excited to see what that looks like in heaven.
Yes. Such awesome thoughts and such a great testimony. Gene, God bless you. Thanks so much for calling in and sharing that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great evening. And isn't that wonderful? God spoke life over her and into her. And imagine that, her mom, 3 days. Think you only have 3 days. And no, that wasn't the plan in this case. So that's pretty awesome. Let's go to Rob, who's calling in right here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Rob, thanks for calling. Go right ahead.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
So, of course, I want to see Jesus first, but I also, in kind of fulfilling Jesus' mission on earth to reconcile us to the Father, I am excited to meet my Heavenly Father.
Mind-boggling. It's just...
I just can't imagine.
I can't imagine.
Seeing him would be like.
Yeah. I mean, it's our faith becomes our eyes, right? And when in the New Testament, it talks about faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love, because when we transfer to heaven, faith and hope are no longer needed. That's all completely fulfilled. And then love is carried through, and it's just a mind-boggling thing to contemplate. So cool. Rob, thanks so much for calling in and sharing that. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. God bless you. 866-348-7884 or 866-34-TRUTH. Let's go to Jennifer calling in from Raleigh as well. Hey, Jennifer, it's Steve. Go right ahead.
Hey, Steve. Thank you for what you're doing.
You're welcome.
I cannot wait to go to heaven. I've been working with Royal Family Kids Camp for a few years, and one year we had, well, every year we have two or three kids that are just really off the charts with behavior issues, and we love those kids. We're super glad that they're there, and one year at lunch, I was looking across the cafeteria, and the Lord, as I looked at this one young girl, the Lord gave me a vision of her in heaven, and she said to me, "Thank you for loving me." When I was like that, and I just can't wait for these children to be healed from the suffering that they've endured.
Yes. Such an awesome thought and such a wonderful promise and something so exciting to look forward to. Jennifer, thank you so much for calling in and sharing that. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome. God bless you. And all those things, all those problems and troubles and challenges, everything gone. But the one thing that I saw over and over and over again, and again, on the Facebook page, I put this question up. I saw it on Greg Laurie's social media earlier today, Pastor Greg Laurie. And he got flooded with answers. And on my little page on Facebook Live, on Facebook, like over 1,000 answers right now. And Jesus, overwhelming number one, you know, top 10, overwhelming number one. And family and friends. And you see answers that were from tragedy and people that lost people and children. And so Jesus first and then family and friends. But that's where I wanted to dive in a little bit on family and friends, because it's a nice thought, isn't it? That all your family and all your friends, it'll be just the most awesome reunion ever conceived there in heaven. But that is making an enormous assumption. And it's that assumption that's dangerous. And I hate to be a spoiler. That's not my intention today. It's just to glorify God and enjoy thinking about our inheritance through Christ. But when I say that, our inheritance through Christ, whose inheritance? Because you loved your family and your friends, your loved ones, is that a guarantee that they're there in heaven? Because the only ones going to heaven are the people that put their faith in Jesus Christ, the forgiven. Good people, being good doesn't get you into heaven. Being forgiven gets you into heaven. And there are wonderful, wonderful people that I've met throughout my life that I would love to see again in heaven. But whenever I hear that, and I think of somebody, Mr. John, my English teacher from high school. I would love to see him in heaven again. But I have no idea whether Mr. John ever gave his life to Christ. I wasn't paying attention in high school. But the only way I'm going to see him, John, in heaven one day is if he gave his life to Christ, if he was born again. And so that's the challenge. That's the thing that I would like to remind you of and leave you with, is we want to think that we'll see all our loved ones, all our family and friends in heaven, just the, like I said, the most unbelievable reunion you could ever imagine. Except that's probably not going to be the case. Jesus himself said, few there are that go that way. The path is rough and it's small and the gate is narrow. And few there are that go that way. Few there are that find Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life, he said. Nobody comes to the Father but by me. So the ones you'll see in heaven, the only ones any of us will see in heaven, are those that put their faith in Christ. Before the cross, they look forward to the cross. On this side of the cross, we look back to the cross and we place all our faith in Jesus Christ. That's the question for you. And that's the question that you should invest in with every friend, family, loved one that you want to see in heaven. I get it. I want to see them there too. But do they know Jesus? They have to pass through that question before they can get to the reunion. It's all about Jesus. Always has been and always will be. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you again real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
another program powered by the Truth Network.